I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and you're listening to RightsRadio.com, where your rights have a permanent URL. This show is brought to you by StarPublishing.com and StarPublications.com. That's Star with two R's. Our topic today, ice cream you should scream. One of life's true pleasures, a cool ice cream cone on a hot summer afternoon. I especially love the soft serve variety sold by our local ice cream parlor, aptly named Delights. It was around 6 p.m. when I ordered a medium chocolate and vanilla swirl cone. The young woman behind the counter handed me my cone. There was no one else waiting in line. I turned to find a table and came full stop. The empty tables were coated with gobs of melted ice cream toppings and who knows what. I asked the young woman to wash off the tabletop so that I could take a seat. She didn't budge, and the manager wasn't there. I asked again, and then a third, fourth, and fifth time. Meanwhile, my soft ice cream cone was melting. Yes, I could have walked back into the sweltering 95-degree heat, perhaps ingested the cone while in my car, but that wasn't my idea of fun. I paid to enjoy my $3.50 cone plus tax while sitting at an air-conditioned table enjoying the view. She finally approached the tables with the dirtiest rag imaginable in hand, a filthy rag and a bottle of Windex. Several moms sat at adjacent tables with their young children in tow. "Look at the way they clean the tables," I said in a slightly raised voice, but to no one in particular. Three moms looked up and shrugged. No one uttered a word of interest or support. The worker then proceeded to clean the primary countertop, where women typically put down their purses to pay, with the same horrible rag. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of spending money to enjoy an ice cream cone, fast food lunch, or meal while watching staff clean the tables with dirty rags. Why not use clean paper towels or microcloths that can be repeatedly washed? Why doesn't management care? Why doesn't the public care? Where are the health authorities? We don't want to lose more trees than necessary, but neither should we be asked to pay to eat on dirt. Surely there's a cleaner ground. Would you ever think of cleaning your own kitchen table with the rag you use to wipe the toilet or floor? What's the difference? How do we know where those filthy rags have been? And how about the way that sandwich shop workers manhandle your food? I hoped to enjoy a pita sandwich recently at Pita Plus. The cook threw my pita on the grill with his left hand and then banged on it with his right fist to make it cook faster. "You just put your hands all over my food," I said. "So what?" he replied. "I wash my hands." "You're required by law to wear plastic gloves," I answered. He just shrugged. "Who cares? Not the restaurant." Burger King, by contrast, sets a higher standard. Food workers start their day with a 12-step hand-washing program and are required to rewash their hands every hour. Hourly hand-washing is digitally tracked. If a worker leaves the area or picks up something off the floor, he/she must rewash. Tables are cleaned with a blue towel that floats in a concentrated disinfectant solution. The solution is changed every 4 hours, and the towel is thrown out at the end of the day. The only negative, the same towel is used to wipe off both chairs and tables. Another pet peeve. Workers who sweep the floor under my table while I'm eating, bouncing the dust into my food. Can't they wait until the restaurant is empty or off hours? I can't count how many times over the years I had to ask a McDonald's employee to please stop sweeping the floor next to my table. I'm comforted to know that McDonald's cares about the floors, but there's a better time and place. I've had enough, and you should as well. Americans spend billions annually on home cleaning products while paying for the privilege to eat on germ-infested tables in ice cream parlors, fast food joints, and yes, even so-called fine restaurants. A popular French outdoor cafe was besieged by pigeons at the height of the bird flu epidemic. Why? Because the manager refused to put up a sign asking his customers to stop feeding the birds. The birds flitted from one table to another, resting on those that were empty. And how did the workers clean those tables? You guessed it. with a filthy rag because that's what management told them to do. And we wonder how sickness spreads. But the most bizarre story of all comes from a local restaurant that kosherizes their glasses once a year. Where do they wash them? In the boat harbor water, full of oil, pollution, and muck from the ships. And that's supposed to make the glasses holy. Give me a break. If owners and managers care so little for our well-being, it's time that we take our money out of their pockets and reward those who do. This is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Bye-bye.